The Czech government is facing uncertainty after the government headed by Prime Minister Jiří Rusnok resigned, paving the way for early elections. Stefan Boss reports that yesterday's announcement comes at a sensitive time for churches and for the country.
The ally of left-wing Czech President Miloš Zeman was only appointed in June following a major espionage and corruption scandal. Jiří Rusnok's cabinet replaced the center-right government of Petr Nečas, who was forced to step down after his chief of staff and alleged mistress was charged with bribery and abuse of power. However, the new cabinet failed to win a vote of confidence in parliament. Now, an early election is expected as soon as October, if deputies will deliver on their promise to vote in favor of dissolving the lower house. In that case, the Czech constitution requires the president to formally dissolve parliament and call an early general election within the next 60 days, possibly in October. Outgoing Prime Minister Rusnok told reporters that till that time his cabinet will focus on the day-to-day governing of the country without making any far-reaching decisions. He says our priorities are clear. We are an outgoing government and our priority is to keep public institutions running and to make sure that public administration works as it should. That's what we will do. Whenever we will feel some decisions are required to meet these goals, we will of course make them. The political turmoil comes at a sensitive time for churches. On the eve of his announced resignation, Rusnok met Prague Archbishop Dominik Duka. The Catholic bishop said he talked with the Prime Minister about more than 11,000 land claims so far. Churches hope to receive back their properties that were taken by the previous communist regime. Bishop Duka said he told Prime Minister Rusnok that continuity of the restitution process needs to be maintained so that all the deadlines set by law are met. It is unclear how the resignation will impact that process. The political tensions could not have come at a worse moment for the Czech Republic, as the economy struggles to recover from recession. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.